The Little Book of Lykke. Written and read by Mike Viking. Chapter 1. The Treasure Hunt. What are we holding on to, Sam? That there is still some good in this world, Mr. Frodo, and it's worth fighting for. Like Tolkien, Hemingway once wrote that the world is a fine place and worth fighting for. These days, it is easier to notice the fighting rather than what is fine. It is easy to point towards the grey skies and dark clouds, but perhaps we all need to be more like Samwise the Stout-hearted, but preferably less furry in the feet department, and see what is good in this world of ours. A friend of mine, Rita, grew up in Latvia during the Soviet era. It may not have been Mordor, but it was a time of fear and mistrust. A time where every window was covered with a curtain, and when communities were shaped by suspicion and scarcity. Occasionally, a truck carrying bananas would arrive from Vietnam. Not knowing when bananas would be available again, my friend and her family would buy as many as they could afford and could carry. Then the waiting would begin, as the bananas would still be green and not ready to eat. They would place the fruit in a dark cabinet to make it ripen faster. Watching bananas turn from green to yellow was like magic in a city that was 50 shades of grey. As a child, Rita had thought only three colors existed: black, grey, and brown.